presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice. But before we join Superman, listen.
And now to our story. Searching in the Andes Mountains for nine American engineers who disappeared while surveying the route of a trans-hemisphere highway, Clark Kent, Jimmy Olsen, Perry White, Lois Lane, and Bronson the pilot were captured and imprisoned in the palace dungeon of the Inca Indians. But Kent and Perry White slipped out while the others were asleep and eavesdropped on a meeting of the Supreme Council. They overheard Nehru, chief of the Inca nation, order the five prisoners brought before him. Hurrying back to the dungeon, Kent and White lost their way in the maze of corridors and accidentally found John Craig, one of the missing engineers. Together, they located the dungeon, only to discover that Lois, Jimmy, and Bronson were gone. Subduing three Inca guards and donning their ornate costumes, Kent, White, and Craig went in search of Lois and Jimmy, unaware that Nehru had sentenced them to death. Leaving Craig to stand watch, Kent and Perry White crossed the darkened courtyard just in time to see a detachment of native guards marching away toward the mysterious Valley of the Shadows. Suddenly, Kent stopped short and stared at the backs of the marching guards. Listen.
That's strange.
What's strange?
But I saw a flash of blonde hair among those guards marching out of the courtyard.
What are you talking about, Kent?
Blonde hair like Jimmy's. I'd like to investigate, Mr. White.
Investigate what?
A group of warriors.
Mad? Well, I'd just as soon stick my head into a lion's mouth. Now, come on. We're going to the palace and no place else.
Suppose you go on and I'll go along.
Nothing doing. You're sticking with me.
All right. I was probably mistaken anyway. Come on, let's go.
Approaching the Inca palace, Kent and Perry White, pretending to be guards, take up positions on the balcony outside the window of the council chamber.
I see Bronson. He's the pilot. But I don't see Lois or Jimmy.
Quiet, Kent. Nehru, the big chief, is getting up. He's summoning the guard. They're taking the pilot away.
Probably to the same place Lois and Jimmy are, down to the dungeon again. Let's go.
Bronson was smiling. I wonder why.
I don't know what he's got to smile about. Careful down these steps. This is where you tripped and fell.
I'll be careful. But, Kent, look. Those guards and Bronson, they're coming out of the palace.
I'm going to join them. Maybe I can find Jimmy and Lois.
I'll go along. It'll look better if two of us join that double column.
Be careful. Hide in the shadows and fall in as the column goes by. Ready? Let's go.
They seem to be leaving the palace grounds.
Mighty strange. Great Scott. We're starting up the mountainside. What do you suppose that means?
Search me. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't Craig say the other engineers were in prisons in the tunnel?
You're right. I'll bet that's where they're taking Bronson. Well, we'll find out soon enough.
Look at those two guards with the torches. They're waving them around in circles, Kent.
Four circles, to be exact. That's probably some kind of signal. Yes, it is. Look.
The rock is turning.
Come on, Mr. White. Looks like we go in. Funny I didn't notice this corridor before.
Look at the stone doors. Each one must lead to a cell.
Shh. taking Bronson in. Mr. White, I'm going in with him. You get back to Craig's cell under the palace. I'll meet you there.
Okay, don't. It may be dangerous.
Now's my chance while those other guards are in there. See you later.
Don't forget to come back for me, do you hear me? I'm supposed to be free. That's what your boss Nero said.
What thing of us, and the devils. It's a lot better than dying.
What did you mean by that, Bronson?
Who's there? For heaven's sakes, who's there? Answer me.
It's Clark Kent. I sneaked in with the guards.
Kent? No, I don't believe it.
Don't you recognize my voice, Bronson?
Yeah, sure. What makeup? Look like one of the Incas. Can you blame me for not believing it's you?
You don't sound very happy about my being here.
Why should I? You've got their blood on your hands.
Whose blood? Come on, Bronson, speak up.
Sure. Why shouldn't I? Lois Lane and your little chum were sentenced to death because of you.
What?
That's right. They're probably dead by now. If you and White hadn't sneaked out of the dungeon, leaving us to take the rap, there wouldn't have been all this trouble. And the girl couldn't explain where you were. The councilman sentenced the kid and her to death.
How do you know? Why did they let you go?
I'm too valuable. They want me to teach them to fly the plane.
So, you managed to save your own hide. Where are Lois and Jimmy? Where did they take them?
I don't like your tone.
Never mind my tone. What have they done with Lois and Jimmy? Answer me, Bronson.
All right. Take it easy. Getting tough won't be any good. I figured them brown devils would catch up with us sooner or later. Might have had to toss you into the clink with me or something else.
Bronson, I'll break every bone in your body unless you tell me what happened to Lois and Jimmy. I'm warning you.
Wait. I'll tell you. Give me a chance.
All right, go ahead.
All I know is the consul sentenced him to death because the girl wouldn't tell how you and White escaped.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. I was there when the guards took him away.
Where did they take him?
Some place called the Valley of the Shadow. I don't know where it is. Even if I did, it wouldn't matter. It's too late now. You can't get out of here. Stone doors are foot thick.
Oh, don't let that worry you, Bronson. I've gone through thicker doors. Listen. It's open now. Wide open.
Kevin. I can't believe it. It's amazing. Wait for me.
Nothing doing. Stay right where you are. I'll just push this door back in place.
Ken! Hurry out! I didn't mean what I said. I'm really falling. Ken!
Sorry, Bronson. So long. Now I get out of the tunnel.
As Superman. And find the Valley of the Shadows. I'd feel safer if I knew where to look. This mountain covers 100 square miles, and there were probably thousands of valleys. Now, here's the exit. I hate to bust up their trick door, but plowing through it is the quickest way. Wait. Someone's coming. It's an old Indian carrying a torch. He might be able to tell me how to get to the Valley of the Shadows. Good thing I'm still wearing this Inca costume. There must be enough of that brown stain still left on my face to get by. I'll chance it.
Oh, Wanya! Nigga!
Uh-oh. If he can't understand English, I'm sunk.
Go away, nigger.
I am chief of a distant tribe, old man. Do you speak the tongue of the white man?
Yes, I have been taught that tongue.
Good. Then we may speak together. I come in search of the Valley of the Shadows. You know of such a place?
Who does not know of it? There, the sacred river vanishes as if by magic into the bowels of the earth. Churning and boiling like a thing possessed.
I do not understand.
It is strange, but true. All my life have I marveled. There is a river pouring over a cliff into the valley. Thunder is as nothing to the fury of it.
But you say this river vanishes into the earth?
It is so. From a great height, the water falls into a huge hole in the ground. The wise men say this hole goes to the center of the earth. That I do not know, but it must be true since the water does not overflow the hole.
Where is this sacred river? You will take me to it?
It is far distant, and I am an old man who travels slowly.
I will carry you. I'm young and strong. It is important that I reach the Valley of the Shadows quickly.
You need not tell me why, for I know. Tonight, a sacrifice will be made to the river god.
A sacrifice?
Yes, a woman and a boy. I heard the guards speak of.
Well, then hurry. Open the tunnel. There's no time to lose.
Stand back. I will pull the lever.
There. It is open. Now, which way, old man?
I do not like to be reminded of my years. You may call me by name, Siba.
Yes, yes, of course. Which way, Siba?
First, the tunnel must be closed. There are captives in the cells. White men who soon will be sacrificed to the river god.
Close it quickly.
Step outside the tunnel. Now, I will close it.
Now, which way? Just tell me.
Wait. There is one thing more. Let me hold the torch higher. You say you come from a distant tribe?
Yes, a tribe dwelling across the mountain.
You lie.
No, believe me, Siba.
I say you lie. The precious stone you wear around your neck has changed color. It is the stone of truth. And when its color changes, he who wears it lies.
Now listen, Siba. You are old and weak. I am young and strong. Lead me to the Valley of the Shadows, or I will not answer for what will happen.
It does not matter. You have lied, and no longer can I trust you. I will not betray my people. I will not lead you to the Valley of the Shadows, though it means my death. I have spoken.
Stunned, Superman towers over the aged Indian, knowing full well that for once he is helpless with all his amazing powers. Siba has revealed enough to convince Superman that Lois and Jimmy are in grave danger of losing their lives. Will he be able to find the Valley of the Shadows without Siba's help? And if he does, will he be too late to prevent the weird human sacrifice? Don't miss the next thrilling episode. Tune in and listen with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.